USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order Tuesday banning all government-mandated vaccine passports, stopping any government agency from requiring citizens to show proof of COVID vaccination in order to receive services. The move follows a similar order from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The White House says that the federal government won't be involved in creating a vaccine passport system. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that it will be up to private entities to decide if they want to create credentials like that.
The government is not now, nor will we be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential. There will be no federal vaccinations database and no federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential. As these tools are being considered by the private and nonprofit sectors, our interest is very simple from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The CDC has updated its guidelines on disinfecting household surfaces, saying that cleaning with soap and water is enough to keep COVID from spreading in the home. The agency clarified that disinfectants should still be used in indoor settings where there has been a case of the virus in the last 24 hours. Dr. Ashish Jha says it's time the CDC finally updated its recommendations on this matter. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that it's been clear for months that the coronavirus is spread through the air.
And this is why I think clear public health messaging in this pandemic has been so important, and it has not been there. I would say, look, again, the first couple of months, confusing. By April, May last year, it was very clear this is airborne. Masks are really important. Good ventilation is important. Outside is better than inside. Surface is not a big deal. I've been repeating that message for close to a year. I think a lot of public health people have. It has been frustrating that that hasn't always come out consistently from our federal officials.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new report says that the Biden administration may be restarting construction on the southern border wall. The report from the Washington Times says that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is considering filling gaps left in the border wall when President Biden signed an executive order halting all construction. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed Tuesday that some construction has already been funded, possibly giving DHS the option to finish particular projects. Congressman Jim Jordan visited the southern border wall on Tuesday, and the Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that agents working on the border want the wall completed.
Well, it never should have been off again. In fact, every single agent we talked to today, they said walls work. When you build the wall, it forces people who are trying to come here to actually come to the ports of entry and try to enter our country in a legal fashion. So walls work. But remember, President Trump called this. He said, if you undo our policies, there will be a tidal wave on our border. That is exactly what happened. They undid three key policies. They said we weren't going to keep the Remain in Mexico policy in place while they process people. They said we're not going to deport anyone. And then they announced to the world that we're going to finish the wall. You do those three things and you get the chaos, you get the crisis, you get the tidal wave that we now see. And so we've been touring all day long, talking to Border Patrol agents, meeting with people who are doing their job, working their tail off. But they are stress Grant. This is not a crisis. This is chaos. This is a chaotic situation. But God bless the border agents who are doing the best they can.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.